producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I am Scott Hennen. It is a Friday of Memorial Weekend, and we are thrilled to be at your service on the radio here today. We're here to go for another hour of the program we call What's on Your Mind, another 3 hours, actually, this hour on AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 KTGO, booming to the Bakken, and next hour joined by K-Fire 550 Bismarck, Mandan, KCJB Minot, and KLTC in Dickinson as well. Busy program today, still in Bismarck. Wrapped up the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference yesterday. A reception for a number of folks last night in Sean Hannity, put on by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, which was good fun. Chance to visit with Sean a little bit. You know, it was really it was fun to see his reaction to the people that he met here. And, you know, I had a chance actually to meet some people that heard his show, heard about what was happening on in North Dakota from all across the United States, and then came here, got jobs, transplanted their families, transform their lives as a result of this. And, you know, the word he used for me was, you know, this is inspirational. You know, it's so great to get out of the, you know, bubble, if you will, of New York City and the coast and actually see America at work. That was his take. That was his reaction. So it's kind of neat. Anyway, that's why we're still here today. And looking forward to the program. Let me tell you what we're going to do today. First of all, we're going to remember that it is Memorial Weekend. That's right. It is Memorial Weekend. And what does that mean? That means that we need to take some time to remember those that have served this country and died doing so. Talk about the ultimate sacrifice. And, you know, it ties in well with one of our guests today that all of us, well, a couple of guests on that issue. One specifically talking about what is happening commemorating those that have served, number one. Look forward to that. And then also one that talks about our future and where we're going. That's Dr. Ben Carson. Let me just go in order here. Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullen will be here in just a little bit. And Blanquita's doing a lot of things this weekend for veterans and Memorial Day as well. Appreciate her good work. So Ellen and Blanquita in a few minutes here. General George Casey at the bottom of the hour. He served in Iraq, and for the first time on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., this Saturday, tomorrow, Americans from across the nation will join to read the names of the nearly 7,000 service members who made the ultimate sacrifice since the attack on September 11, 2001. We think often about the 3,000 that were brutally murdered on that day, nearly 3,000, but since, in defense of the United States and the worldwide effort and war on terror, we've lost 7,000 American service members. And so glad that's happening. We'll find out more about that effort with General Casey. Bottom of next hour, Dr. Ben Carson, who's written a new book called One Nation, What We All Can Do to Save America's Future. I first learned of Dr. Ben Carson after he gave a speech at the National Prayer Breakfast. I'd never heard of him before. And that was a year and a half ago or so. And he was just a couple of feet from President Obama, and he warned us as citizens of the United States of the dangers facing America and called for a return to the principles that made America great. And since that time, he's become a bit of an icon, and a lot of folks have responded and heard that message. But he writes in the book that the nation's decline continues, and he believes that the danger is greater than ever before, and says, I've never shared a more urgent message than I do now. Our growing debt, deteriorating morals have driven us far from the founders' intent. We've made very little progress in basic education, Obamacare threatens our health, liberty, and financial future. Media elitism and political correctness are out of control. And here's one that I want to spend some time on today. He says, worst of all, we seem to have lost our ability to discuss important issues calmly and respectfully, regardless of party affiliation or other differences. Knowing that the future of my grandchildren is in jeopardy because of reckless spending, godless government, and mean-spirited attempts to silence critics left me no choice but to write this book. I've endeavored to propose a road out of our decline, appealing to every American's decency and common sense. If each of us sits back and expects someone else to take action, it will soon be too late. But with your help, I firmly believe that America may once again be one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. First of all, is he right that we've lost our ability to discuss important issues calmly and respectfully? And second of all, will you answer the call? Are you one of those that sits back and expects someone else to take action, or is it time for all of us to roll up our sleeves and go to work? Spend some time on that today, and would like your take on that as well as we go throughout the program. Great book. Read it last night. Inspirational. Really, not a long book. He talks about the National Prayer Breakfast and how this sort of all started. Then he gets into saving our future, and it's broke up into a couple of parts. One, you know, how do we get here? The causes of our disunity and decline, the political correctness, the elitism, the ignorance and forgetfulness, of bigotry, political fighting, enslaving our children. But then he goes into solutions. And how to push back, how to have respectful disagreement, the art of compromise, being informed, wisdom, knowledge. And the final part is, I really enjoyed, where he talks about taking courage and the origin of morality and role models and needing a vision and who we are. And so it's well done, very well done. And as I say, pick it up for the Memorial weekend and you'll be in good shape. Be a good little read, not hard at all to tackle. It's normal or not, it's Friday. A couple of questions. Story out there, blaming cheap food for America's obesity crisis. See, this is the kind of silliness out there that permeates the media, that gets into the, that is just, in my view, part and parcel to this idea of, you know, we really need to roll up our sleeves and go to work, do all we can to save America's future. And when we get into a kind of mentality of lazy be the word I'd use, the lazy idea that somehow cheap food is the reason we have an obesity crisis, rather than the decision to ingest the food. I don't imagine the Founding Fathers would have ever had a debate about cheap food causing people to be a little portly. Do you? Incredible. Sort of like the gun debate, which is silly too. And we have a story about that. Chipotle, the restaurant, now is banning firearms after an incident. So again, the firearm's the problem, not the individual. These are kind of the crazy things that that happen. I loved his chapter on morality and biblical significance for marriage for two reasons. One, it's right, it's true. But second of all, the way he explains the issue, I'm back to Dr. Ben Carson again, I think is disarming. I really do. That's what I like about it. So I bring that up because six gay couples are suing to challenge South Dakota's ban on same-sex marriage. Four Montana couples are doing the same for Montana's ban. North Dakota currently the only state in the nation without a challenge to the anti-gay marriage law. And, of course, there is an effort to have a challenge in every state, and so that's being debated. New record, price of gas above $3 for 1,245 days. How about that? The VA admits 23 veteran deaths linked to delays in care. Major reporters are calling this the low point of the Obama presidency. One man with cancer died after a 4-month delay Absolutely incredible. The House passed an accountability bill on this. The Senate's blocking it. A big surprise there. And one other guest we're going to chat with today on the program at 10:30 is Lynn Helms, director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. He gave a great address yesterday to the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference in which he talked about five generations of oil and gas activity at this level. That's without enhanced recovery. Now, I want you to think about when Gordon Gekko was on the beach in the movie Wall Street. Remember that 1983? Remember the cell phone in his hand? I always use this analogy. All right, so in that 20-year span, no, 30-year, sorry, span, from you know, 1983 when Gordon Gekko was on the beach using a big old brick phone to now, just imagine the next 30 years. Just imagine the next 30 years. And the evolution in the industry. So the five decades is with today's brick phone. Imagine what it is down the road. That's what you need to get your arms around. Look forward to chat with Lynn about that and a few other things in the news today on What's On Your Mind. So stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
At the base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here, and I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to nessonconsulting.com.
I'm a fairy bear man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door Devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In the next hour, I want to talk with Blanquita Cullum about that. Blanquita's solo today. Ellen is traveling, as we know. And also want to talk a little bit about the Memorial Weekend. I know Blanquita's got some plans there. And, of course, we're going to chat with a guest here in a little bit that will be leading an effort to read the names of the 7,000 members of the United States Armed Forces that we've lost since 9/11. Great effort. Glad that's being happening. Hope you're taking in some events this weekend. I'll be in Fargo, actually, for a mass 9 a.m. at Holy Cross Cemetery in North Fargo, attending that particular service. And I know there's a lot of different Memorial Day services that are taking place. I chose that one just because it's hosted this year by the parish that Marie and I and the kids attend, St. Anne and Joachim Church in South Fargo. So glad they're doing that. That'll be 9 a.m. Holy Cross Cemetery in North Fargo. It's up by the airport there at 9 a.m. on Monday. But there are a lot of different events happening. And tomorrow is the one on the mall that I mentioned, so we'll talk about that. First of all, I think Blanquita and I have to giggle a little bit over the announcement this week that famed liberal radio talk show host who was going to be the next Rush Limbaugh and proved to everybody that, you know, conservatives had nothing on liberals when it came to success on the talk radio band. That would be the one and only partial native son of Fargo. Virginia boy, but of course he spent some time in Fargo on the radio. Ed Schultz announcing this week that he's off his radio show. Sean Hannity mentioned that to me last night at the event in Bismarck, saying, "Oh, what happened to the next Limbaugh?" Kind of quietly going into the night. Blanquita, I imagine you found that quite interesting as well, huh?
Well, you know, it just goes to show if you're good, people listen to you. If you're not any good and people don't like you, they don't listen. I mean, you know how it is. Your audience is loyal because you're a good host. And frankly, I'm not sure where the trend in the audience is right now, but it's never been on talk radio for progressive hosts. You know, there are exceptions. Certainly, as I mentioned before, we have an exception in a guy like Tom Hartman who's been pretty successful. But overall, we saw the demise of Air America and other progressive networks that just don't have the audience.
And I've always believed that the reason is that, you know, talk radio that goes beyond what you read in the newspaper, see on the evening news, is considered for some equal time, right? It's the place you go where you get a counter to all of the other mainstream
Correct.
Media sources, and so therefore it's a place of comfort and information and the rest of the story, if you will. For conservatives. With liberals, they can turn on NPR, they can watch the evening news, they can open most newspapers and find that same opinion. So it's not
and
rocket
science.
And their
ratings are down, too, which I find funny. I mean, you know, it used to be in the old days that you would see the mainstream media, which you and I clearly know slants to the left, had big audiences. Now they don't. They have, and like networks like CNN, have a smaller audience on their biggest shows, smaller than you on your radio network. And you have a big audience, so really and truly, if they compare it to successful hosts on the air, such as yourself, my God, they compare it to guys like, you're talking about our good pal on Fox or any of those great talents on Fox. My goodness gracious, they're in the toilet. I mean, Hannity's got a phenomenal audience on radio and television.
Yeah, it's rather interesting to watch. But anyway, that was kind of the side inside baseball story of the week. We're going to talk to Dr. Ben Carson next week, or next hour, rather, Blanquita, on his new book, One Nation, What We Can All Do to Save America's Future. And, you know, his ability to influence the dialogue since he was at the National Prayer Breakfast a year and a half ago, in front of President Obama, warning citizens of the dangers facing our country, has grown day by day to the point now there's a draft effort to get him to run for president.
I think he will. And, you know, you said something so profound at the beginning, talking about, you know, celebrating heroes. And one of the things that has had me very disheartened is that other than talk radio, if you look at television, even television programs that are very successful, whether it's the Breaking Bad, The Americans, True Blood, you name it, any program you pick, it's the celebration of the anti-hero as the hero. So we don't know what real heroes look like. We don't know who they are. Kids don't have astronauts to look up to. They don't have firemen to look up to. They do this weekend. And we have to change that dialogue. You know, I remember seeing that parade on Monday. And I'm going to talk about it being a parade of heroes. And for people to start thinking about people who committed their lives to service in an unappreciative world, in an unappreciative country, we need to really call them out as heroes.
Good point. Absolutely good point. In fact, he dedicates the book to Fallen Heroes, and he has a whole chapter on role models. Quotes Proverbs at the beginning of it, says, "Do not carouse with drunkards and gluttons, for they are on their way to poverty. Too much sleep clothes a person with rags. Listen to your father who gave you life, and don't despise your mother's experience when she is old." Talks about as a child in Detroit and Boston, had a rather limited worldview because the coolest people around were the drug dealers who drove big, thin, fancy cars with huge white-walled tires and displayed the latest fashions.
Well, look who's getting married this weekend. We're looking at not the Memorial Day services. The press is going to be covering Kanye West and Kim Kardashian's, you know, fraud of a marriage. I mean, what a joke. We should be thinking about, I mean, you don't see John Wayne. You see Breaking Bad. I mean, it's, to me, at times when the audience has to speak out by not buying the tickets, by not watching the programs, but saying, give us good stuff.
Very good point. Very good point. And, you know, again, young people especially need a vision. They need the ability to follow a role model and see greatness firsthand. And I tell you what, you're exactly right. Miley Cyrus and, you know, the Kardashians, and those are not role models. But I tell you what, there are a lot of good ones out there. And certainly this weekend is a perfect opportunity. And, you know, he talks about in the book, discuss heroes and role models with young people. You know, ask them who their role models are. Thank role models for their example. You know, and examine your own life. Could you be a role model yourself?
Well, there's a guy I want you to talk to at some point down the road who is quite an American hero. His name is Clarence Singleton. And he served in Vietnam. He got the Purple Heart, came back, worked as a firefighter in New York. He was the guy that carried the pregnant woman down the stairs on the World Trade bombing in 1993. And then after he retires, of course, goes back in and at 9/11 and, you know, continues all of that bravery, even though he had terrible post-traumatic stress syndrome from all of the war and what he did in the fire department. He braves it all to go back and to save lives. And guys like that, who I think are certified heroes because they face their own demons, they go past their demons to help people, I think they need to get a nod and a, you know, and a tip of the hat.
Well, I'd love to. And well said. And Glenn Keita, thanks for your efforts on behalf of the veterans as well. I know you'll be having a busy weekend saluting those that have died in the service of this great country. So thanks for that. Great chatting with you. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
When we come back, we'll tell you about an effort happening on the Mall in Washington this weekend to honor those fallen since 9/11. General George Casey, as we continue on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hennem to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes. Twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Barbecues and the trips to the lake, a day off on Monday. Memorial Day is an opportunity for us to thank the families of the men and women who have contributed mightily to our defense. It is a chance to remember the fallen who have served this great country, who have died defending this great country. We're pleased to be joined today by General George William Casey, former United States Army General, who last served as the 36th Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army, April of 07 to April of 2011, and previously also Commanding General of the Multinational Force in Iraq from 04 to 07. Been in the Army for his entire adult working life, and has a great military history himself, with his father serving in the Vietnam War, died there, and also a son that served in Afghanistan. General Casey, nice to have you on the program today. How are you?
Great. Nice to be with you.
Tell us a little bit about this effort that's happening, which is really, sad almost, but for the first time on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. tomorrow, Americans from across the nation are going to join and read the names of nearly 7,000 American service members who've made the ultimate sacrifice since the attack on September 11, 2001. Tell us a little bit about how this effort came to be.
Well, it's the effort has been put forward by the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund. Jan Scruggs is the leader of that organization, and he has been fundraising to build an education center near the wall so that we as a country never forget how poorly we treated our veterans and servicemen and women during and at the conclusion of the Vietnam War. And as he did that, he realized that this education center could become a place to recognize those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for all our wars, and particularly those Iraq-Afghanistan vets who've served since September 11th, where it will be some time before they have a suitable memorial for those wars. And then so he decided that he would use this occasion of Memorial Day to do something that really hasn't been done there since 1982, when there, over a three-day period, they read the names of the over 58,000 men and women who gave their lives in Vietnam. And he believes that's really where the country's healing began after the Vietnam War. And so he's seeking to replicate that here this Memorial Day weekend.
You know, I have to say the number shocked me. That we're at 7,000 American service members that have died since the attack on 9/11. I mean, there was a time when, of course, that number was used as a blunt force instrument against your commander-in-chief, George W. Bush, for the media and some on the political opponents' belief that we ought not have taken on Saddam Hussein and the post 9/11 world and sought to remove threats and take on the war on terror head on. But you no longer hear about the numbers, unfortunately, sadly, tragically, we forget too soon in this country, don't we, General?
Well, and I think it's important for people to understand that this war is not over. We're really involved in a long-term ideological struggle against global extremism. And it's not a struggle that we can just, roll up our borders and say, we're done, we're finished. Right now, today, there are people out there plotting around the world to attack us and attack us in the United States. And I'm one who believes that the fact that we were not attacked at home until the Boston Marathon bombings a year ago is a direct result of the offensive action that this country took in the aftermath of September 11th.
Absolutely. Bought and paid for by the blood of 7,000 American service members who we honor this weekend along with the others as well. Give us an update on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund. I mean, it's also sad how long we take to honor these folks and, look at the World War II Memorial. That took far too long for the Greatest Generation and this effort, to have this education center at the wall built is a wonderful way so we don't repeat the errors of what happened after those Vietnam vets came home. But how's the effort going?
The effort is proceeding well. We actually had a groundbreaking ceremony there about a year ago. We need to raise a bit more money, and we'll certainly welcome any contributions that people are willing to make. But I think what's important for me here, having lost my father in Vietnam and then having led men and women in this most recent war, is that we need to make sure that we recognize the veterans of every war. And Jan is giving us an opportunity to do that with the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund. The other thing about that is that it's interesting to me to have watched how Americans have recognized how poorly we did treating the veterans of the Vietnam War and have turned their support for the veterans of these wars. And having been in college here in Washington, D.C., during the Vietnam War, the support our men and women receive around the country today is much, much greater than it was that I saw for the returning Vietnam veterans.
Yeah, we've turned a page there without question, and efforts like this certainly help that continue in the right direction. So glad you're doing what you're doing. 7,000 American service members that have made the ultimate sacrifice since the attack on 9/11 honored tomorrow. The reading of the names beginning with a brief ceremony at the Vietnam Veteran Memorial Wall about 9 a.m. tomorrow. Watch the coverage of it, participate in it, and also donate if you can't be there to this Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund. I'll post a link at our Facebook page as well. General Casey, great to catch up with you. Thank you for your service.
Okay, thanks very much.
We honor the memory of your father and thank you for your service, your son for his service in Afghanistan, and hope folks will take a little time to remember what Memorial Weekend is all about.
Thank you. I do, too.
Good to talk to you, sir.
Yeah,
General George Casey, our guest today on the program. By the way, that website, if you just cannot wait to go there, is VV for Vietnam Veteran MF.org. VV, Vietnam Veteran Memorial Fund MF.org. And I'll post a link to it as well because it's another great way to help and a great way to honor our heroes, those that have fallen. All right, Dustin Moore is going to check some sports for us here as we head into the Memorial Day weekend. And we'll be back with some weather and more previews of what's to come on What's on Your Mind today with Dr. Ben Carson, our guest, the author of a new book, One Nation, What We Can All Do to Save America's Future, plus Lynn Helms and some Normal or Nuts questions today on the program on a Normal or Nuts Friday. Dee, how's the sports looking today?
Oh, it's looking jam-packed, sir. Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Look at some sports here on the What's On Your Mind preview show. NDSU baseball headed down to Sioux Falls, South Dakota to take on the top-seeded South Dakota State team in the opening round of the Summer League Baseball Tournament. NDSU had the big upset 4-3 and advances to the winner's bracket today. North Dakota State used a three-run eighth inning to upset South Dakota State. With the win, the Bison advance to the semifinals and will face second-seeded Western Illinois today. That's a 3 p.m. game with a spot in the tournament championship on the line. With the win, the Bison improved to 23-24 overall and are 6-6 all-time in the Summit League tournament, while the Jackrabbits fall to 27-28 overall and see their four-game tournament win streak come to an end. The double elimination tournament continues through Saturday, and the winner will advance on to the NCAA tournament next weekend. For Western Illinois, they advanced over Fort Wayne with J.J. Reamer's first career walk-off hit that lifted the Fighting Leathernecks into today's game against NDSU. Again, that game at 3 p.m. South Dakota State faces Fort Wayne. That is now 11 o'clock game in the loser's bracket. This happened on Wednesday, but I want to congratulate NDSU Tim Caldwell for being named Summit League Player of the Year and also All-Summit League first team. He had a terrific season for NDSU, leading the league in batting average with .390, hits with 71, tallied 19 steals, and he's the first player ever for NDSU to win Player of the Year. Lots of other baseball going on in North Dakota via high school. Fargo Davies and Fargo North prevail in the East Region Baseball Tournament. Davies plays the number one seed Fargo North. That's a semifinal game today at 4 p.m., while South plays Shanley in the loser out game. That is an 11 o'clock game. North advanced to today by beating defending state champs Fargo Shanley 5-1. Grand Forks Central beat West Fargo 5-3. Grand Forks Red River 10-0 over Wahpeton. Didn't get a chance to see all the games that finished up in the West Region Baseball Tournament going on yesterday through tomorrow. I know Dickinson beat St. Mary 10-1, but not sure on the other games between Century and Minot, Mandan and Williston, Bismarck and Jamestown. Trying to look that up for you and maybe have it for you later on today in the Common Sense Club from 2 to 5. The FM Redhawks have won. They got past Kansas City T-Bones yesterday. Sawyer Carroll drove in two runs in the sixth inning to lead the Redhawks to victory. Carroll's single to center field scored Tim Alberts and Anthony Kadastin. And Carroll finished with two hits, and Alberts had one hit and drove in a run. The Redhawks take on the Kansas City T-Bones again tonight, 7:05. The Redhawks are 4-3. The T-Bones are 3-5. Outfielder Sawyer Carroll will join Steve Hallstrom and I on Steve Sports Saturday tomorrow at 10:30. The program runs from 9 to 11, and if I have some more time here at the end of this segment, I'll give you a rundown of who our other guests are. The Twins are still out in the West Coast, and they have a three-game series starting today against San Francisco. Pitchers tonight, Kyle Gibson against Tim Lincecum. That's a 9:15 start. Tomorrow, Ricky Nolasco against Ryan Vogelsong, and then Saturday, Samuel Deduno against Madison Bumgarner. The Twins, they've won 8 of their last 11 games and are 2 games above .500 for the first time this season. They're 11-10 on the road and have won 3 of their past 4 road series. Kyle Gibson has never faced the Giants, and Samuel Deduno has one inning against them in his career. The Giants have entered Friday with the best record in the National League and the third best in the majors. They're 3-0 in interleague play and have swept the Indians at home in April. Their pitching staff has only allowed, 167 runs, fewest in the National League. Their bullpen owns a 2.26 ERA, which is third best in the majors, and they are 6-1 in extra inning games. The Twins should be looking to go up against some real good pitching this weekend. West Fargo advances to the North Dakota State Girls Tennis Tournament title match. Let's see here. West Fargo will match up against Grand Forks Red River this morning at Capital Racket and Fitness Center. After the team portion of the tournament concludes, individual competition begins. Red River will be seeking their 13th straight title. The Rough Riders picked up a 4-1 victory over Century to advance. And Landon Donovan left off the 23-man U.S. World Cup roster. More of What's On Your Mind preview show coming up. Happy Friday, everyone.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hey folks, it's Scott Hennon here. Make today the day you book a Chase break. Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. It's your spot for some unbelievable May savings. Get a load of this deal. While they last, $59 a night, any classic room, any night at Chase on the Lake. Call right now, 888-CHASE-06, or go online to chaseonthelake.com to book this incredible deal. Super savings in May at Chase on the Lake. Here's another deal. Now through June 19th, you get a classic hotel room with free 2 hours of watercraft, that's speedboat, pontoon, or wave runners, or bike rental, free, $119 per night, Sunday through Thursday, anytime between now and June 19th. Book that right now, 888-CHASE-06. Or the Friday and Saturday night deal, $298 for a classic hotel room for your weekend stay, plus get half off the half-day watercraft rentals. That's through June 19th. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. Call or book online now.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
$64 word in Dr. Ben Carson's book. I mentioned he dedicated it to the millions of Americans who fought, sacrificed, and died to provide freedom and prosperity for us and our progeny? 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 I think it's progeny, isn't it? The heck does that mean? $64 word. 855-200-1776 if you can help me out there. We got to do a word a day, don't you think? Got to learn, right? I missed that one somewhere along the way. Anyway, you tell me. And enlighten me. 855-200-1776. The part I do know, and the part I couldn't agree with anymore, is it is Memorial Weekend. And wherever you are, I hope you will set aside the usual Memorial Day stuff. Hey, it's a long weekend, or hey, we're hitting the road, or hey, we're going where we're going, and it's going to be beautiful, finally. I don't remember a nice Memorial Day weekend. Progeny? Progeny. All right, progeny. That's how you pronounce it. Okay, got that. What's it mean? What's the meaning? It's got to be profound. I mean, Dr. Ben Carson, one smart dude. His book, by the way, is One Nation, What We Can All Do to Save America's Future. Engage. Pay attention. Buckle up. I really believe that there's an enormous amount of frustration out there and a fair amount of opting out. Just sort of hunkering down and that is not founding father-like. That is not honoring those who fought and saved this country. You know what I mean? So I think this is a good clarion call from Dr. Ben Carson. Will you answer the call? Will you take it on? You agree or disagree with him? That's what it's going to take. I'll spend some time talking about that today. All right, let me tell you about this weather forecast because it is nice. This is a nice little breakthrough. We had our first 80-degree day yesterday, and we just had our first 70-degree day not that long ago. Well, we actually had one a few weeks back, remember that? But then it just got terrible again. But here's what we're looking at in the forecast. I'll start in the oil patch. 84 degrees today. 84 degrees. Sun shining right now. 59 up at Tioga. I'll run through the forecast, or the temps rather, after the forecast here. But in the patch today, we're talking a good deal of sunshine, very warm, 85 for a high, southeast wind at 5 to 10, partly cloudy tonight, low about 55, and as I look ahead, rest of the weekend, so 82 tomorrow, 72 Sunday, 75 Monday. There's a little bit of showers in the forecast, thunderstorm activity just for those warmer temps tomorrow and into Sunday, and a little bit next week. But we're talking temps either mid-70s to low-80s for a good chunk of the next 10 days. Not bad at all. Next weekend, ironically, looks a little dicey back into the low-70s and the thundershower activity. But the Memorial Holiday weekend is looking good. Again, 59 in Tioga, 59 at Williston right now. Watford City, 57 degrees. We'll be there next week, by the way. Looking forward to some broadcasting from Watford City. 59 in Newtown. It is 59 in Stanley, Columbus 57 in partly cloudy. I love Columbus. So let's check out things in the valley for you. Partly cloudy 57 at the shower in Grand Forks. Hillsboro 59 partly cloudy. Up Grafton, Spud Country, 57 in Fair. Kindred 59 in partly cloudy. Breckenridge partly cloudy 61. Fergus Falls partly cloudy 61. Detroit Lakes 55. Looking good at the lakes if you're heading out there. 81 tomorrow. Oh, my gosh. Sunshine, too. Today, tomorrow, most of Sunday, some thunderstorm activity on Sunday. Memorial Day is the coolest. Cloudy in 73. Thief River, 52. World, 59. Watertown, South Dakota, 59. Sioux Falls, 61. And cloudy now. Aberdeen, 59. Cloudy here in Bismarck, 61. And some sunshine. Forecast for most of the Red River Valley area. Sunny today. Warm about 81. South wind at 15 to 25, a few passing clouds tonight, low of 57. Tomorrow looks sunny and 84. Sunday, 81 and sunny with some thunderstorm activity possible. Monday, Memorial Day, sun and 79. You can't get much better than that for a holiday weekend. Really can't. And 80s all of next week. Every single day the forecast is in the 80s. We flipped a switch here, folks. We went to summer. And I got my answer on Progeny. A descendant or offspring as a child, plant, or animal, descendants or offspring collectively, something that originates or results from something else. So if we're dedicating this weekend to the memory of the millions of Americans who fought, sacrificed, and died to provide freedom and prosperity for us and our descendants, our children, our grandchildren. That's what it means. All right. Thank you very much, fine listeners of the program, for schooling me up on that one. All right. Crank up the telephones. Let's go. 855-200-1776. Normal Nuts Friday. We'll talk about the premise of Dr. Ben Carson's book. Our guest at 9:30 next.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.